Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What are we doing?
Ready?
Yeah, let's go. Let's do this. Okay, what's that?
I'm trying to get the podcast started. It's been so long. It's been forever since we've done this.
It's been a while. Is it starting?
I don't think it's starting.
Is it computer starting?
Oh, wait. There it goes. A little off on my sound effects.
Oh, what am I having? Having a glass of wine right now.
I see that.
It's snowing like crazy.
I need more headphones, sorry. It is snowing. This is our special blizzard podcast, everybody.
Hey, guys, it's a Carolina Cadillo podcast, Carolina Cadillo show podcast. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
So, Jeff, what do you think we have? We definitely have more than 12 inches.
Oh, we got like about 18 at this point.
Yeah, we have
foot
a
and
lot.
Half.
Yeah,
foot and half.
We went out earlier with Jackson. First of all, we were out there 10 minutes, and he was like, he wanted to go back in, too.
Yeah, well, he's only 3 feet tall,
yeah,
so the snow is half of his body.
Oh, my God, as it covered his whole little body. We were like, he was like, Mommy. I'm like, okay.
He fell over the snow.
He had fun for a little bit, then we had to go. Listen, I love my neighbor. I really love my neighbor, okay? I won't mention her name. We won't say her name or what she does, all right? But you know what? We've had a little contest going on, I think, for the past couple of years.
Not really.
Well, you know what? She's a single mom, first of all, okay? And she blows me away. I mean, she is, like, amazing. First of all, when it snows, she's out there at least 10 times shoveling snow.
Yeah, she's very prepared.
My God. And then so the last couple of years, we all probably go out at the same time, start shoveling our driveways.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. She's done it in literally 2 seconds.
I don't know how she does it.
It's like snow doesn't weigh a lot to her.
This snow is light, though.
Yeah.
This is fluffy.
The last one was
2 feet of it's a lot.
Yeah, but last time it was heavy, and she was like, it was like she was picking it up. Okay, here, tick. Tick,
I know.
Tick. I'm
I
like,
know.
Oh my God, how do you do that? Anyway, so today I'm like, oh, there she is again. She's up already at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And by that time we already had probably 8 inches. So what? Behold, what does she have now? Not a shovel.
She's got a new electric snowblower. She said to me this morning, look at my new toy.
Oh,
said,
okay, my God. Cool, I am so jealous. By the way, we have a snowblower.
We
have one. But, Jeff, what is the problem with our snowblower?
The problem is that every year you're supposed to prepare for the storm.
Exactly.
And get it ready.
Do we prepare? No. I always call Jeff, you're the squirrel that doesn't go prepared for the winter.
Doesn't gather the nuts.
She exactly.
She tells me that I'd be the squirrel that dies.
Yeah, yeah. So,
isn't that nice? Isn't that sweet? Tell me that.
So what happens? We have no gas in our snowblower. And meanwhile, the snow is like halfway up the garage door.
And listen, anybody who's mechanically inclined, like our friend Hydro, who does landscaping for a living, who listens, I know he would tell me that even putting gas in it at this point, not running it for over a year,
okay,
it's
so
not
why
going
do
to start.
We have one? Our garage, I'm not telling you right now, I'm not kidding you guys, our garage is going to explode one of these days. Jeff has shit in that house.
The whole house is going to explode.
The whole house is going to explode. I mean, literally.
It's like a
balloon.
My friend Elliot came by to help with the computer, and he said, now Carolina was upstairs when he said this. He said, your house looks like an episode of Hoarders.
Exactly. Oh,
and
that's
it really
embarrassing.
Does. It doesn't really look
that's
like
embarrassing because I try to show
no.
us. Yeah, Jeff. This.
You ever see the people in Hoarders who have like they have old soda cans and there's ashtrays filled with cigarette butts and there's old food and there's roaches crawling, there's rats.
No, we're not like
nothing
that.
Nothing like that.
No,
okay?
but
I'm so far from being a real.
But,
real
Jeff,
mental
oh,
hoarder.
So what happens today?
I'm
like,
crazy.
Jeff, I said, Jeff, where's the remote control in our bedroom?
Okay, that's easy to lose.
It happens every single day.
My physical therapist, who's 23 years old, I believe 24, whatever, came in the other day at work, and she said, came in to do my therapy, and she was having this whole conversation about the fact that she lost her remote. She said, I guess she was watching TV with her boyfriend. And she said they got up and the remote vanished. And she said she thinks they threw it out. We don't know where she doesn't. So what happens to anybody?
Ours could be.
Yeah.
No, Jeff. I've known you how many years now? And we lose something every single day. Every single day.
Too long.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
How long.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, so listen. It's snowing. I'm not going out there tomorrow. We plan on paying someone to actually, right, Jeff?
Yeah. Exactly.
We actually plan.
See what this is?
What?
See this tiny maraca?
What?
Elliot told me to throw this away. He said, this is my problem. He said, can you throw that away? Now, keep in mind, this is like a Meraki. You get in a restaurant. It's like a
this whole house is hoarders. By the
so
way,
I said no, I can't throw it. He said that's the problem.
My whole dining room is packed. I had cleared it out for the holidays. Our house is immaculate
it's
for the holidays.
With Christmas stuff that needs to be put away.
Yeah, every single day. But Jeff's like, oh,
I
I'm
work
tired
overnight.
Today.
My wife does her thing. Yeah, you yeah, add yeah, it up. Yeah. We have no time to get these things done. This is not going to be the husband wife argument podcast.
I'll do it, and I'm like, no, I'll do it because you'll throw things away.
She'll throw things away.
Can I tell you something?
She might throw good things away.
No, I'll throw shit away. That's what I'll throw away. See, I'll throw boxes of shit we don't need.
Note the anger, longtime listeners.
Oh,
note
the
anger in her voice. Yeah, but she doesn't go anywhere. She doesn't leave.
Yeah, exactly. I told Jeff I want my own bedroom today. I want my own bedroom today.
Really?
Yeah, because you lose things all the time.
Can I have someone else come in my new bedroom? And since you're not, not going to be there, and I have a whole big bed to share with somebody.
Do me a favor. Let's get Webina. Let's even get him on. I've tried calling him.
Can I give you the 2020 quiz though at some point today?
No. Yeah. Go ahead.
I just want to know what you remember about 2020. Everybody says it's such a horrible year. I mean, pandemic, people
Jeff,
hated Trump.
The big thing about 2020 is a pandemic.
Yeah.
People died and people are still dying. It's something we've never, ever experienced. It's still happening.
I know.
It spilled onto 21. Now we have this massive snowstorm.
Yeah.
People are fighting. By the way, Jeff, what is the big fight about OJ getting the vaccine?
OJ got the vaccine because he's a senior citizen, right?
Okay, no, but why are people like... complaining about that. Is it because he's an ex-convict?
Because he killed two people.
Oh.
That's why. They don't want him to have any special treatment, considering he did kill Ron Goldman and Nicole, his wife, right? Nicole Simpson. Was that his wife? Nicole Simpson was his ex-wife at the time?
Yes.
Wait, Nicole Simpson? What was her...
Nicole Simpson, yeah. Nicole Brown.
Okay. But she was Nicole Simpson at that point.
Yeah.
But that's why people don't want OJ to get the vaccine. By the way, if you watch Saturday Night Live, if you didn't see it, you can catch it online, find it. There was a sketch where they had Kenan Thompson. I think it was the cold opening of the show, actually, where Kenan Thompson came on.
Always amusing to be playing
OJ, and he had just, I got the shot. Yep. And he makes a joke about that. He makes a joke about killing, of course. There's a good killing joke.
Yeah, because I think people are like, they're like in an uproar right now. Why did he get the shot, you know?
Because he's OJ, man. Yeah,
anyway, he got the shot. So my mom does not plan on getting the shot. Meanwhile, Jess' mother got the shot, you know.
My mother's other half got the shot, too. Yeah. My friend Dave, who's on a police force, he said he's a first responder. He still can't get the shot.
And OJ can. That was all skit on Saturday Live. Yeah, first responder.
Did you just hear what I just said a minute ago?
I'm sorry. I was texting. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I just said that. Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, my God.
That's why she's getting a separate bedroom, okay?
She needs
one.
Exactly.
No, but, there's the whole vaccine rollout is a mess up. You know, if Trump was still president, the media would be going nuts and saying it's all Trump's fault. Notice how there's not a word about Joe Biden. It's nothing to do with him.
He's just coming into the presidency. He's a newbie.
I know.
He can't really say anything about him.
But he kept saying that he was going to have this all solved in 2 days.
You know what? He is doing a lot with the vaccines.
But he came on as if, like,
they're
you know,
that he's,
Trump
they're
sets
saying that
a screw
he's doing
up.
Too much. Well, anyway, let's see what happens.
The whole thing was, like, too much. Like, you know, the whole idea that Trump
every
was...
Every politician does that. Come on. Every politician does that.
You know, it's funny. There was a story about what Trump did for, like, these drug convictions. He did a really good... He did a couple really good things.
No one's
going to say a word about Trump being any good because of just the whole narrative that he's got to be shit. So, that's just the way it goes. Anyway. Yeah. You want me to call Gubin?
Yes, call Gubin.
Did he answer your call?
No, he never does. But just call him. Let's get him on. Get him on.
All right.
He didn't work today. What are you doing at home?
Maybe he did work.
Ordering food. Maybe
he
did.
Probably worked. Yeah, they have a show.
Oh, you're right. He's at home. That's right. Yeah.
He's doing a show from home.
Oh, that's okay.
He's not going to answer.
What else is he doing besides scratching himself?
I don't know what he's doing.
Okay, let's, you know.
He's not answering. He's got the kids. You know?
Let Claudia answer or something. Maybe Claudia will answer.
Hello, it's Claudia. I haven't done my Claudia impression in a long time. Webin,
all right, hang up on him.
The
maybe we'll
phone
call us
is
back.
Ringing. Pick it up, Webin.
Maybe we'll call us back.
No, there we go.
Maybe we'll call us back.
Oh, my God. I haven't done Big Bird either in a long time.
Jeff, I was reading that during a snowstorm, 62% of couples have sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's a blizzard. Not in this house.
Oh, really?
No, not in his house.
Oh, that's
no,
nice.
But it's not.
Blame the 3-year-old.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's, you know what? It's not. Jackson.
He'll just ask, why is daddy wrestling mommy if he comes in? Why are you wrestling mommy naked?
It's been a day of making popcorn, being outside, Play-Doh.
How about, you know, but you know what? Did you shoot a video of me doing the Jiffy Pop?
Yeah.
Was it exploding all over the place? I never make Jiffy Pop, okay? Listen, because Jiffy Pop sucks, all right? Not the Jiffy Pop itself. It's just, I mean, it's greasy. You know, it's very buttery, weird-tasting coffee.
And our fire alarm went off. Yeah.
I have an air popper. What's your oldest appliance, everybody? Mine, one of my oldest things that I own here is this air popper I bought when I moved to Poughkeepsie in 1989. Mm-hmm. So I use my air popper, and I like that. And Jackson loves the air pop popcorn.
Yeah.
He was almost upset when he saw I was doing the Jiffy Pop.
Yeah, he said,
"You keep watching the door like he's going to come down here. He's not going to come down here.
He's napping right now. But I'm always cautious that he's going to fall because he fell down the stairs. Not really. He just rolled down two steps. So anyway,
Carolina, junk food makes you stupid.
Really?
Researchers recruited 110 volunteers, not Starbucks.
That's you.
If Starbucks made you dumb, forget about it. You'd have an IQ of 2.
Exactly.
Instead of the high one that you have now.
That's you, Jeff. That's you. You love
researchers,
junk food.
No, I don't. Researchers recruited 110 volunteers and told half to keep eating a normal diet, while the other half were put on a Western diet high in saturated fat and added sugar, predominantly fast food and Belgian waffles. Mm-hmm. After 7 days, those on the Western diet scored worse on memory tests and were more likely to want to eat unhealthy foods when full. So in other words, that you eat McDonald's and then you want to eat crap right after it.
So you know what?
Unhappy meals, I call them, when my sister-in-law brings home Jackson.
Well, Jackson,
brings
on come on,
happy
he's three.
Meal over
he's
and over,
three.
The happy
he's
meal.
Three. He's three.
By the way, anybody out there want to buy some Happy Meal toys? I've got them on eBay. They're really good. I've got a whole bunch of stuff I'm putting on eBay.
I'm trying to get somebody in a podcast right now. Okay.
What, a weather person?
No, I'm trying.
I can get a weatherman on in seconds if you want somebody to talk about the weather. My buddy Jim McFadden, this right-wing lunatic. But
get him on right now from the radio station.
He used to work at News 12 with me.
Get him on.
Let's see what
the weather is.
Let's see
if it's going to, we get more snow because it's still a blizzard out there.
He might not like me. He's very insulting on Facebook with the whole, I'm going to send him a direct message on Facebook while you talk about your next story for a second.
My next story is, sad news, all right?
I saw that.
What's his name, Jeff?
Dustin Diamond.
Yeah, from
Screech.
Screech, exactly.
Saved by the Bell.
44 years old. Just a couple weeks ago, Jeff, he had announced that he was suffering from stage 4 lung cancer.
I saw that.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. 44 years old.
That's horrible, man.
And he lost his battle today. So, condolences to the family. But, man, that's sad. 44 years old. And I see all the cast members on Instagram are saying, you know, it's heartbreaking, man. Wow. I remember watching that as a kid. I loved that show.
I didn't really, it was after my I was too old to watch that. But I did see it. I did watch it. I mean, was Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Exactly. I remember Zach. He was Paul...
Oh yeah,
Gosler.
Paul Gosler. Right?
Oh my love, and Mario Lopez.
Yeah, so they all kind of went someplace. Everybody in that show did all right.
Elizabeth Berkley, remember she did the? She was stripped for some. Remember that
Striptease.
Movie she did?
Was it called Striptease?
No, that's Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
But she did another one.
Yeah, I remember that movie. We saw it. It was okay. Yeah. Did she get naked in it though?
She got naked in it. Yeah.
Because sometimes it's always the famous person who doesn't get naked. I just watched this. I watched The Flight Attendant. Okay.
Yeah. And, which I heard is amazing.
I watched 8 episodes. I watched all 8 episodes.
Yeah.
So that's Kaley Cuoco. You know who's the chick from Big Bang Theory, the blonde.
Yeah.
Who got her start being on that show with John Ritter. Remember about dating my teenage daughter? What was that called?
I don't know.
10 Ways to Date My Teenage Daughter or something.
Never heard of that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was a big comedy at ABC.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's scenes where she's in bed with a guy, you know, and he's like half naked. You don't see his, you know, obviously you don't see his private parts. But you know you're not going to see her naked because she's Kaley Cuoco. Like, she's at a certain point where she's not going to get naked for no reason in the movie.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's just not going to happen.
That's
know
like
what I mean?
J-Lo. J-Lo really didn't get naked in The Hustler.
Right. Like, because she's J-Lo. She's not gonna, she doesn't have to get naked.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
People don't come to see her naked, you know?
Exactly. What else is going on in the world, Jeff? What else is going on in the world?
I don't know. I'm texting Jim. What's going on in the world? Let's see. Donald Trump is not president anymore, and he's not on Facebook, and he's not on Twitter.
Oh, the impeachment. They said that, Jeff, his whole legal team
have actually quit.
Yeah. Excuse me. Actually quit. And why is that anyway?
Maybe because they...
I don't think he's got a case?
I mean, he might not have a case. I mean, listen, the whole thing... Can I tell you honestly, I think the whole impeachment is stupid because He's out of office anyway.
Yeah, but Jeff, you know what they want? You know what the reason for this doing
this? They want to make sure he can never run
again. Exactly. They want to also take away the perks of being a president, RR, you know, or did I say that right? They want to take away his perks.
Well, he should have his Secret Service protection taken away because he made speeches and incited idiots.
Well, you know what?
I don't know about that.
That's what they want. They want to take all. He's got Secret Service for life. You know
yeah,
that
he's
for
an
life.
Ex-president.
Exactly. So they want to take that away from him. Perk.
I think there's people that you know want to kill you when you're an ex-president. I think Donald Trump's entitled to protection. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not a Trump hater. I'm not a Trump supporter.
Yeah, you don't want to see anything bad happen to him either.
Oh my God.
But Jeff, so that means how many Secret Service people are with him at all times?
312.
Excuse me.
What are you choking?
Yes, I'm choking a little bit.
It's just a laugh at my punchlines, my little quips.
Yeah, I've had like bronchitis for 2 months now.
Okay, I know.
I'm telling you
because the house is dirty and we haven't changed the carpeting in our
bedroom. Exactly. We're actually changing the whole carpeting right now.
We're changing the carpeting. We have old carpeting in the bedroom.
Yes, yeah.
The carpeting in our bedroom probably saw Nixon resign.
Yeah, probably.
That's how old it is.
We're getting new carpeting, but we're painting too first.
Our carpeting was at the Lincoln inaugural, everybody. That's all it is. Actually, our carpeting. Oh my God!
Sorry.
Our carpeting came over on the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Exactly.
Were those are three boats.
Three
ships.
Anyway,
Oh my God! You sound like you're gonna die or something.
Oh my God! It's like I have allergies. I'm not kidding you guys. I have allergies from being in this house.
Okay, boring. What will get you back to a movie theater?
Nothing. I will not go back to the movie theater. Probably maybe next year.
Really?
I don't want to be next to
You're not
going to
sit next to anybody, though. You're going to be far away from me. They're going to space out.
Hold on.
I drove by the movie theater. It opened.
Hold on, Jeff. My mom's calling. Let's see what she wants, all right? Hold on.
Yeah. Why are you doing that?
Hello?
¿Cómo está, mija?
Okay, mamá. Estoy aquí estoy en mi show grabando. Saluda a la gente, mamá. Saluda. Okay, mom. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Doesn't want to talk.
No?
No.
Why not?
Oh, Charlene wants to come on the podcast.
She does?
Yes. You know what
does she want to talk about?
No, but you know that people, so this is a new, this came out today in Newsday. They said that people are less worried about what we're wearing. They're more worried about redecorating their homes.
Wait, people are more worried about what they're wearing?
No, they're less worried about their wear because everyone's still, you know,
in the house.
Quarantined. Yeah.
Oh my God, clear that throat of yours
already. Oh my God,
sorry. Oh yeah. I gotta shut the mic off. Oh,
excuse
right, now
me.
You're...
Yeah. Excuse
Jesus.
Me. Yes. Clear this house.
Jesus, as Kanye would say.
Now you guys know what. Anyway, so let's get Char on, right?
Yeezy.
Jeff?
What's she gonna talk about?
This huge article that's in a paper today. People are less interested about what they wear.
Right.
And they're into decorating their homes.
Everybody's into making things look nice.
Exactly.
But if nobody's coming over, why do you want to even decorate your home?
Oh my God. Get her on. Ask her that.
What the hell?
Hold on. Here. Let me give you a phone.
Okay, the article is stuck inside. Long Island homeowners get creative with their interiors.
Yes, hold on. Here's our info. Hold on.
Jim, the weather guy, texted back. He lives in South Carolina. He said, only chilly and cloudy here. You all got snow?
Okay.
Want to get him on?
No, hold on. Let's get Sharon first, all right? Here. Call Charlene on first for 5 minutes, all right? Here.
Hold on.
Let's call Charlene on first.
Okay. Charlene, here we go. We're back, everybody. See this?
Yes.
No Webin yet, but he'll come back eventually,
he'll come back.
Tell your friends we're back. Tell everybody we're going to be doing podcasts on a regular basis
again. And we're doing...
Not every single day, but at least 3 times a week.
Yeah, we're doing
my
mommy podcast also. It's just a little crazy right now with these times. You got Charlene's number?
Yeah.
So Sean Williams of the podcast Fashion Decipher is going to come on and talk to us about the new trends, which I didn't even know.
Oh, let's see. I like her. She's exciting. She's got a good voice, too.
Yeah, sure.
Hello,
Sean Williams of Fashion Decipher. Hello. How are you?
Good. How's it going, guys?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the podcast, Carolina and Jab. What's going on with you, girl?
Nothing much. You know, trying to maintain in this snow. If anybody's in the Northeast, you know, it's crazy.
So listen, you saw the article Newsday today, and I didn't know. So I texted her right away. She goes, hello, I talked about that in my last podcast. Did you listen? Fashion Decipher. So I didn't realize that people are caring less about their wardrobe and worried more about, you know, what's their home, you know, decorating their home now.
That's absolutely correct. You know, right now, my last episode, which was episode 23, Retail Apocalypse or Retail Restructuring, you know, I really speak into the fact that people are just not interested in, you know, everyday wear. We're not doing the clubs. We're not going to lounges like Broadway. We're not, you know, going out to concerts. So people are investing in either one of two things. comfortable wear or athleisure. So you're either working out or you're sitting on the couch watching Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Like me. I've been sitting around in yoga pants. I know you'd be embarrassed of me, but I've been in yoga. Jeff, how long? Yoga pants for how long?
Way too long. I walk in the house. I said, what smells in here? What is that?
No.
Oh, it's my pants.
No judgment. No judgment at all, Carolina. No judgment.
I know.
But you know what? Carolina said that people care more about their like making their living spaces better. But I said, nobody's coming over anyway. So who really cares?
No, but it's for you. But it's for you though. For you,
like, I'm talking to her, not you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, let her talk.
You know what it is? I do understand, Jeff. You have a great point with that. I do also believe sometimes where people work so much, they really neglect parts of their home. Because I mean, I'm sure someone's kitchen looks like 1974.
Hold on.
So I'm pretty.
Hold on. You're really breaking up a lot.
Can I call you back?
Can we call you right back?
Sure.
Yes. Hold on.
Get out of the basement. Hold on. Maybe let's she's call, in the basement yeah. like Joe
yeah,
Biden
yeah,
was.
Yeah. Call her right back.
Joe Biden in the basement. Remember that? They kept saying.
But yeah, she's right, though. You know, people are.
She only has a cell, I see, too.
Is it? Okay, let's see. Let's
yeah,
see
this area this... code is only a cell
yeah,
number.
Maybe
area.
It's also the weather, you know, that you never
no,
know. You don't think it's the weather?
No. It's a connection. Sometimes they're crappy.
Maybe the connection's
look right. at this. Want to put this in for Jackson? A tube to come down the basement?
Oh, great. Yeah. Let's do that, okay?
I could see that right there.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Okay, how about now? Can you hear us great now?
Yeah, I heard you guys before. I guess you guys can hear me.
Okay,
oh,
now
much
it's much
oh,
better.
See,
okay,
I should have
yeah,
gotten
yeah.
you before.
So what are your thoughts? So people are caring less about how they dress and want to see their homes, I guess an improvement in their homes, decorated better or what?
Yeah, like I was saying, you know, I'm sure someone, you know, everybody's been working religiously, and I'm pretty sure someone's kitchen or bathroom looks like 1974.
Oh my God.
So I'm pretty sure someone, you're sitting at home every day since the quarantine, and you're like, this room is ugly.
Exactly.
So, you know, so even if you're not inviting anybody over, just because it's so outdated, I think they're realizing that they need to make certain upgrades, which only helps when you sell the house in the future.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I can't knock them for that.
The nicest room in our house is the baby's room, because when we bought the house, the people that owned this place before, their daughter
Hello.
Was like two, and they had made it into a they had painted it and updated.
I also decorated
that room. That,
nice.
Okay,
I decorated
quiet,
nice.
Quiet.
Yes,
that
yes.
that room.
Okay, really?
That room looks like the 21st century. Okay. The rest of the house looks like 1978.
Yeah, okay. You have to come over our house anyway. So we're doing carpeting. Listen, I'm a fan of wood floors. I love wood floors. Meanwhile, Jeff loves carpeting.
I grew up in carpeting. You
I
know
don't
what I mean?
Like
I grew
carpeting.
Up in carpeting.
What are your thoughts? I don't like carpeting.
I mean, when it comes to like interior design, I'm a fan of interior design. I have grown up with both. I do understand the cleanliness of hardwood floors because it's much easier to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to carpet, you have to, if you're diligent enough to do carpet cleaning like once every season, it's good to actually like do. You can rent those things at like Home Depot for like $50 a day and clean it yourself. You don't need like Stanley Seamer, not to give them a plug, but you don't need them to come in and clean. You could do it yourself. As long as you're antibacterial and cleaning your house, especially as we've seen during this pandemic, all of that helps. So you can live with both. Also, if you have allergies, I know sometimes carpets, you know, irritate people with sinuses issues and stuff
exactly.
like that. But again, if you clean the carpet, it's not going to be as much as an issue.
By the way, Charlie, not to diss the washing of the hands, you know, I don't think I've washed my hands for 20 seconds once since this pandemic started. Look at me. I am healthy as a damn horse.
Okay, that's great. Hey, before you leave, I want to ask you, because you're so into fashion. What are your thoughts on Inauguration Day? Did you think Jill Biden killed it or what?
I absolutely love the fact that they use so much like purple. You know, purple represents royalty. Purple represents. I know someone also mentioned, I don't know how true this is. I don't know if it's like, you know, fake news, but someone mentioned that they were wearing purple in solidarity to Shirley Chisholm. It is Black History Month.
Yes.
So it could be a reason why they wore that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the gem tone colors. Yeah. Jill Biden had that like this blue, very aquamarine look to it. Michelle Obama had like this.
She killed it. She killed it.
Maybe it was for Prince.
Yeah. No.
But gem tones, as you know, Carolina, because you do a social media for a jewelry company, you know gem tones are really beautiful, like emeralds, sapphires. So like those things like that, if you add that to your wardrobe, even if it's just a puffer jacket because you're staying at home, it's still good.
Every time Sean looks at me, she goes, okay, you need something to like go with that outfit. I'm like, okay. today.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, it's all about the elements. You can really wear like jeans and a t-shirt, and as long as you're adding the right accessories and whatever that may be for you, whatever your style is, it changes the way you look.
That is true. That is very true.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. Listen, thank you so much for coming to the podcast. Let everybody know what your podcast is about and what's the name and where they can find it.
Absolutely. So my name is Sean Williams, and my podcast is Fashion Decipher. Right now, like I said, our latest episode was Retail Apocalypse or Retail Restructuring, where we touch on the fact that there's so many malls in suburbia that are empty
and how retail's
going to look in the future. Because, you know, as we shop in malls as we know it, it's not going to happen anymore.
You know, what they did here? I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's funny. The mall near us, there's a bunch of empty stores on the outside of the mall. They've left the signs up, though, right now. Normally, I know they would have them down and would say for rent, but because they can't get anybody to rent it right now, I don't think. There's three empty restaurants, actually, that are outside of our mall, right? It's depressing. You know, this as a non-millennial, it's depressing to me because I like stores, and I know young people just, they don't go to stores. It's not the same. They don't live the same life we did, right? At least I did.
No, not at all. I mean, coming from someone like me who has shopped both, I mean, I do like street retail, so I definitely understand what it is to shop Fifth Avenue and Soho, Broadway on Soho in Soho, New York City. So I know how it is. But people are opting for outside spaces due to the pandemic. So you're not in an enclosed mall.
Yep.
I mean, malls were deteriorating well before the pandemic hit. So on my podcast episode, I, you know, explore the fact that there's so much empty retail space. And I know Carolina and I had talked about the Sears in Hicksville. So if you're from Long Island, you know that large space. And a lot of places are repurposing them. They're either becoming gyms or condos or retirement homes. So like New York City has to find, or suburban areas all across America has to find a way to repurpose the space. So that's what we really touch on in that episode. But you guys get a chance, if you're interested, check that out. As well as I talk about a lot of fashion designers and fashion of current state, you know, and now during the pandemic. So you could take a look at that as Fashion Decipher.
Sean sounds fascinating to me. I like her, man. I've talked to you before, of course, but that sounds good.
I love her podcast.
By the way, did you know that Sears was the largest freestanding Sears in the country until they closed?
Really?
Like not attached to a mall. It was the biggest store that they had.
My dad was a retail manager, a retail regional manager for a chemical corporation, and they had that contract. I grew up in that store, basically, in every mall.
Oh my god! I love that store.
Yeah, like, you know, so even Carolina and I talk about this, like Bergen County Mall. I grew up in all these stores, Short Hills Mall, you know, so I dipped into any, if you tell me anything, New Rochelle, Westchester, trust me, I know.
Wow.
Can I tell you, you know what the downfall of the mall was, Sean? The actual downfall of the mall was the moment there wasn't an arcade in the mall for an old fart like me to go in the arcade and drop some quarters in the Pac-Man, all right? Can I date myself a little bit?
Okay.
But that's it, man.
They actually have bars like that, so when the pandemic's over, I know there's a bar called Bar Cave in Williamsburg where you could go drink and play arcade games. So it's still around.
I want to open
bar
one.
Bar Cave. Wow, we got it. Jackson would love that. Listen, thanks so much for coming to the podcast, all right?
Yeah,
I cannot wait to listen to the Fashion Decipher. It's on every platform. So thank you so much, Sean Williams, for coming to the podcast.
Thanks, all right?
Bye, Jack. Bye, Carolyn.
Take care.
Bye. I love her. She's
good.
She's really, she knows her shit, all right?
I thought her first name was Char for the longest time.
Yeah.
Every time I call her Char.
Yeah. I call her Char, you know. So
you do, right?
I always call her Char. Anyway, listen, so Fashion Decipher is on every platform.
Decipher or Disciple?
Fashion Decipher.
Oh, Decipher.
Yeah,
so she's deciphering fashion.
Jeff, God. I did a podcast with her, Jeff, and it got a lot of hits. So
really?
I see that podcast growing and growing and growing.
Oh, you did the show? You talked about the mall?
No, we talked about fashion
Sears?
Designers.
Sears
we talked about
Hicksville.
Yeah, we talked about designers, you know, like Hispanic Latinos, okay? Latino
really?
Designers, yes. Anyway, Jeff, what else is coming for out here? Oh no, call your friend. Call your friend.
Who?
The one in North Carolina. He's a weather guy. Oh, Jeff, what's it called?
He doesn't know it's snowing.
Okay, okay. So why are you calling him?
Huh?
Why are you calling him?
What time is podcast? I wrote now. Well, let's see if he calls.
You know what we're doing today? We're just calling. We're calling everybody random.
Random people, you know?
Yeah, we're calling everybody from this to that, from this to that.
You know, I'm sorry. I want to wish an apology. I'm turning over a new leaf because, you know, we could never get any t-shirts out in 2020. So 21.
Oh, my God.
How about the year to get stuff out?
Don't
I sent my
asking.
Uncle stuff. No, ask. Please ask. Please send your emails again to... So I give out the new email address, or I still use the old one?
Use the old one.
JJ the DJ at optonline.net. Text me at 516-637-3254. What would you want to ask the weather guy? When's the snow going to end?
Does he know what's going on in New York right now?
He's a weather guy.
Okay, let's ask him what's going on.
I'm sure he knows. But he's in South Carolina. So
I heard Lonnie Quinn, and then you know what? Let's not call him then.
What about Lonnie Quinn?
Lonnie Quinn was saying that this could have been one of the top five snowstorms of the century, but it wasn't because it didn't make the 20 inches.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, well,
it's not over.
He said it's getting close to it in some areas.
As we record, it is nearly 6 o'clock on what is today? Tuesday,
today's, February 1st.
Monday,
right?
The 1st of February. Look at
and
that! Oh my God!
Tomorrow is the Groundhog Day.
Yeah, he's not getting out of the hole. He died.
Yeah,
he got suffocated by the snow.
But Jeff, can I ask you something? So there's Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah.
And then there's
Staten Island Chuck. That's such a lame
name.
And
there's a New Jersey one too.
There's Malvern Mel right here on Long Island.
But who decided on? First of all, how did this come to be?
I don't know. Why don't we start our own groundhog in our backyard?
Okay. How about a Spanish one?
Okay.
Yeah. How about
jumping Julio?
Emilio. It's like
Emilio.
Yes. Hey, listen, guys. If you want to advertise on our podcast, 516-637-3254. 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. You know what? You want to shoot me an email? CarolinaCadillo@gmail.com. And yes, we are working on a new podcast. We know nothing about parenting, okay? That's our new podcast.
We're trying.
We know nothing about parenting. We know nothing.
We know plenty.
Anyway, listen, guys. Love you. Thank you for, being part of this podcast all the time. And thank you, Sean Williams. Thank you to my mom. Who else did we call today?
We tried with Bean. Oh, we didn't get him.
I don't know where he is. I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
JJ, the DJ at optonline.net, at Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook. What else? I don't know. That's about it, right? We love you, everybody. We'll be back in 2021, bigger and better than ever. Thanks for listening.
Wicked. Say it again, my boy Selector.
The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.